You're watching Single Process with Bob and Joe. We created this video series to help you navigate the difficult process of divorce, and we hope this helps you on your journey. Our topic today is, when do you know your marriage is over?
Oh my God, we get this one all the time. Like just the other night, I'm at the bar. Of course, I'm never at a bar, but I was at a bar, and then the priest walked in with the duck. You know, that's a whole other story. No, but so, but the point is, like, this woman is saying to me, like, I've been with my husband for 30 years. I still like him. He's very kind to me, but I don't want anything to do with him anymore. I don't even think about him. Is my marriage over?
And that is such a hard question to answer, yeah, because people don't realize that when you get rid of the marriage, you get rid of a lot of other things too.
Totally.
So let's talk to Lisa Ryan.
All right. So we've got this great expert with us. She's super funny. Lisa Ryan is a therapist in Westport, Connecticut, and she's a fixer. So she is really good with infidelity issues. She works with individuals. She works with couples. So I want to get her take on this because, yeah, I feel like it's not everybody's fixable.
You mean not everybody's relationship is fixable? I believe that virtually everything is at least totally fixable. I mean,
how often do you see a marriage that's not? How often does somebody come into you and you're like, this is shot, you're done?
Well, here's the thing about that. You know, when you're married, it takes two people to get married. But when you become divorced, it only takes one person to decide.
That is so true.
You know, so
absolutely.
I see a lot of people who are heartbroken because they don't want to be divorced at all. Yeah. But I think that what you'd like for me to get to is, how do you know when it's too late?
How do you know when it's too late?
When people ask me that, first of all, it's not up to me. It's up to my client.
Right.
And so I respond to my client. But when they ask me that, I will say, if you really want my opinion, when you can't take it another minute. Mm-hmm. When you just can't take it another minute, because the negative impact of divorce can be so profound that and also because I know that through the lifespan of a marriage, there can be three really dry, barren, arid years before it starts to climb
and get
great again.
Do people know that?
No, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day who said her parents went through a 3 or 4 year patch, uh-huh, where they literally did nothing together. They went their separate ways, they vacationed separately, they almost lived separately because they had two homes, lucky them. But then they came back together and their marriage is amazing now.
Yeah.
And so that really does happen.
It does happen. It goes like this, and it happens more than once. You know, the lifespan of marriage can be 60 years. So,
right.
I mean, logically, you can't expect them all to be terrific, right?
Right. No,
so
well, if 60 of them.
Yeah.
How do you know if it's a me issue or if it's a we issue? Because I kind of felt
That's
that I knew
question.
My marriage was over because I was actually pretty happy. Mm-hmm. I was doing things I loved. I had friends I loved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I just, the missing piece for me was the relationship, the mm-hmm. intimacy and mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. on.
Well, individuals grow, hopefully.
Yeah.
Nobody gets stuck or stagnant, which is another session, because sometimes that makes a marriage collapse. But if your marriage doesn't grow when the individuals grow, then you feel kind of bridled back, controlled, mm-hmm. unable to do everything that you want to do, you know, to maximize everything that you can be. And that could be problematic.
My dad has this analogy he uses about a compass where you start at the single point and you start diverging. And if you do not recalibrate along the way, pretty soon, like, you're at a point where you cannot come back together mm-hmm. as a couple. And mm-hmm. I don't know how you watch out for that, because sometimes mm-hmm. one is exploring a career, one is home with the kids, and you're just growing in different ways.
Uh-huh. Then my suggestion would be, identify it, get to a counselor right away, grab your calendar, schedule date nights, weekend trips, and work on it. If you invest your time in your marriage, then you'll get something wonderful back. If you invest your time in anything, you'll get something wonderful back.
Do you spend time talking to couples who are on the precipice of divorce about how devastating divorce is? Because the one common theme with everybody I know who got divorced is people told me it was going to be hard. I had no idea how, like, it's like an earthquake with shockwaves that run through every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think that divorce is harder on women than it is on men. Mm-hmm. They do less well financially, which is very irritating, but nonetheless true. I think that men have more of a tendency to get involved in relationships
immediately.
And women, you know, that is less true, particularly, you know, if they're in their 50s or if they're in their 60s. But even in their 40s, they're the safety net. Women are usually the safety net for raising kids. There's just no doubt about it. That's just still the way it is. Deal with it. Right?
Yeah, totally.
And so I forgot the question.
Yeah, well, hey,
so the question was, do you counsel people on how devastating the impacts or how far-reaching the impacts of divorce are? Do you try and bring that to an awareness so that people
think discourage them or make them think about it more carefully? Yeah.
Well, if somebody's trying to reach a decision on whether that they should become divorced or not, and they ask me, you know, what I think, I will tell them what it might look like.
Okay, you prepare them for the reality.
Well, I like the truth, you know, unvarnished. And, you know, sometimes when you get divorced, life is great. Sometimes when you get divorced, life is lonely.
By the way, sometimes when you're married, life is great, and sometimes when you're married, life is not great.
That's
that is the situation across the board.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you, yeah.
So I think you have to either choose to make lemonade out of lemons, or not. But, you know, you said something in the beginning that it's very sad, because I think a lot of people get to the point where it's so awful they just cannot go another day. For me, I wanted somebody to call it for me. I wanted a therapist or somebody to be like, it's over. It's over, sweetie. And I couldn't get anybody to do that for me.
It's not our job.
That's not your job. So back to something we talk about a lot, gut check. You got to listen to your heart, listen to your gut, and do what you think is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
For this and many more divorce-related topics, check us out at singleprocess.me.